Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Breaux, and this is Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off with a wonderful collaboration between two really, really great blues artists, B.B. King and Eric Clapton. They had a disc out on Reprise Records back in 2000 called Riding with a King. We're going to turn to the title track, which was written by John Hiatt. Here's B.B. King and Eric Clapton with, again, Riding with a King.
Mississippi when I was 10 years old, with a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Yeah. soul. Killed him for murder. First degree. Judge White tried. Let the man go free. Now a bad old man.
Howling Wolf, recorded back in June of 1960. Howling Wolf here on KRVS doing a Willie Dixon composition. Dixon on bass on that track. Hubert Sumlin on guitar and Otis Spann on piano. Backdoor Man. And before that, we heard Riding with the King, the John Hiatt tune, and the title track to a disc that came out again in the year 2000 with B.B. King and Eric Clapton. That was neither Clapton nor King on guitar on that particular track. The two guitarists were Andy Fairweather Lowe and also Doyle Bramhall II. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a number written by Howling Wolf. We're going to turn to Samantha Fish's, this was her second major studio album. It came out in 2013. It's called Black Wind Howling. And it was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Mike Zito accompanying on guitar, and Samantha Fish, of course, on guitar. And also Johnny Sansone on blues harp. Here's Samantha Fish and friends here on KRVS with their rendition of the Howling Wolf tune, Who's Been Talking?
My baby caught the train, left me long as my
Kirsten Thien from a brand new disc called Two Sides. And that, of course, was a number called I Got a Man. Kirsten Thien has a degree from Georgetown University Business School. And before she graduated, she ended up deciding she wanted to play blues and rock rather than end up on Wall Street. Before we heard Kirsten Thien, we heard Samantha Fish from her disc Black Wind Howling. Again, that came out in 2013. And Samantha did a cover of the Howling Wolf tune, Who's Been Talking? We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Buddy Guy and a track from his 2018 release, The Blues Is Alive and Well. We're going to let Buddy do a number. Well, he co-wrote this one. He and Tom Hambridge. Hambridge produced the disc, wrote or co-wrote most of the tunes on this disc, and also plays drums. Buddy Guy, you're on KRVS with a number called Old Fashioned.
Something knock you right off your feet.
Geneva Magnus from her disc My Bad Luck. So that one came out in 1999. It was her third of so far around 15 albums. That was her rendition of the J.B. Lenore tune, Mojo Boogie. Before we heard Geneva Magnus, we heard Buddy Guy from the disc Blues is Alive and Well. Again, that came out in 2018. Buddy Guy did a number for us called Old Fashioned. Well, we just heard a J.B. Lenore tune. We're going to turn to J.B. next here on KRVS. He was from Mississippi. J.B. Were not initials. That was basically his name, the two initials. Anyway, he ended up in Chicago in the 50s and wrote a lot of topical blues, a lot of social commentary blues, which was not all that common at that time. Did a couple of tours of Europe with the American Folk Blues Festivals in 65 and 66, and was looking towards what should have been a very good future. But unfortunately, he was involved in a car wreck back in 1967 and died a few weeks later with the heart attack that basically had been brought about by injuries received in that wreck. He was 38 years old at the time. A lot of his music covered by many, many other artists. Mojo Boogie, a case in point. Here's another one that J.B. Had covered. It's got a lot of mileage on this one. J.B. Lenore from 1966 with Voodoo Music.
Jump and act well crazy. The voodoo music gonna knock them crazy. The voodoo. The voodoo. The voodoo music got the whole world on a go. The voodoo music have expected the boys to jump real crazy and a lack for joy. Make them feel like they own the world. Make them think they's controlling the girl. The voodoo. The voodoo. The voodoo music got the whole world on a go. Knock you out, the voodoo. The voodoo. The voodoo music got the whole world on a go.
from July of 1967. That was John Mayall and his Blues Breakers. Mayall, along with Mick Taylor, John McVie, Keith Hartley, and also Chris Mercer, and Rip Kant. And that was a number called The Death of J.B. Lenoir, as he pronounced it. And a tribute, of course, to J.B. In that song, Mayall pronounces it Lenoir, which would be ordinarily correct because it's a French name. But J.B. himself referred to as, well, pronounced his name Lenore. And in a later song, many years later, John Mayall mentions J.B. Lenore. So he corrects it, basically. Anyway, tribute to J.B. Lenore. And, of course, we heard J.B. just prior to hearing John Mayall's tribute. That was from the album Crusade, which sought to raise attention for a lot of bluesmen and I guess women, too, here in the United States that were not getting a whole lot of attention, and they all certainly thought they deserved it. We heard J.B. Lenore doing his voodoo music just before hearing Mayall. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to a guy by the name of Joe Beard. Joe Beard backed up by the Duke Robillard Blues Band. Beard himself on guitar, as is Robillard, of course. This disc is called Dealing. It came out back in the year 2000. Joe Beard from Rochester, New York. And he's the man responsible for introducing John Mooney to the legendary Delta Blues band Sun House. Here's Joe Beard with a number called My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble.
About how his love making was gonna blow my mind. Well, after the love making, I said, I don't mean to embarrass you, but listen. Your love is like trying to light a fire with a wet match. You won't even get a spark like that. with a wet match. You won't even get a spark like that. You said you could always get a woman excited every time she mentioned your name. Say they call you good loving daddy, huh? And ooh, you sexy thing. I need a little loving. I couldn't wait to get you in the sack. I was so disappointed. I don't want you to ever come back. Hey, your love is like trying to light a fire with a wet match. You won't even get a spark like that. Your love is like trying to light a fire with a wet match. You won't even get a spark like that. You know, the man was so embarrassed that he didn't even show his face around here for a long time. Do you blame him? Those fast-talking men, they just ain't ready when you want to have a little fun. Bragging about how you can sweep me off my feet. Couldn't even make me put a wrinkle in my sheet. Hey, your love is like trying to light a fire with a wet match.
Etta James from her disc The Right Time. That came out back in 1992. Etta James with Wet Match. She was preceded by Joe Beard. We heard, again, Joe Beard from a disc called Dealing. It came out back in the year 2000. Joe doing a number called My Eyes Keep Me in Trouble. And again, he was a guy that introduced John Mooney to a Sun House. Sun House lived down the street from Joe Beard in Rochester, New York. Sun, though, originally, of course, from Mississippi, and a huge influence on a lot of blues men, a lot of Delta blues men, Robert Johnson being one of them, and Willie Brown, of course, was his close friend. And then when Sun House was rediscovered in the 1960s, he helped educate a whole new generation of blues aficionados on the art of Delta blues. We're going to turn to Sun House next, listen to some field recordings done by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress back in July of 1942. Here's Sun House on guitar and vocals with Depot Blues.
Mm-hmm. the train, off the track. Yeah, she make me a promise, she gonna bring my baby back. Coming back no more. I don't believe you ever coming back no more. You're leaving now, baby, but you're hanging paper on my door. I'm gonna miss you from rolling in my arms. If I'm rolling my arms, I can't get no something, baby. I'm a silent telephone.
I got it blue so bad, hurting my feet to walk. Got it blue so bad, hurting my feet to walk. I wouldn't hate so bad, but it hurt my tongue to talk. Mama, I feel like jumping through the keyhole in your door. I feel like jump through the keyhole in your door. I can jump so easy, old man will never know. Some people said weary blues ain't tough. Some people said the weary blues ain't tough. But they don't kill you, hand you mighty rough. Hitch up my buggy, please saddle up my black mare. Hitch up my buggy, saddle up my black mare. I'm gonna find my woman on the road somewhere. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught the falling down. But I never see her, I never turn around. Lord, I caught it falling down. She caught the rumbling, I caught it falling down. I never see her, I never turn around.
From 1927, that was Furry Lewis, Memphis Blues Man, with a number called Falling Down Blues. Furry Lewis, originally from Mississippi, he worked with various minstrel shows, that sort of thing. Had a railroad accident when he lost his leg in 1916. And in the late 20s, recorded something like 23 different tracks. He worked for the Memphis Sanitation Department as a street cleaner for many, many years in 1959. He was rediscovered by Sam Charters, the same guy that rediscovered Lightning Hopkins that same year. And Furry Lewis, like Lightning Hopkins, went on to record. He was actually in a couple of movies on the Johnny Carson show, an absolutely fabulous example of that 1920 style of Memphis blues. He and a few other people that very, very propulsive rhythm on guitar that just almost defines the style, or to some extent does Furry Lewis. Furry was preceded by Sun House. We heard the legendary Delta blues man recorded in Robinsonville, Mississippi by Alan Lomax. Back on the 17th of July in 1942, Sun House doing a number called Depot Blues. Again, a very, very influential blues man. After his rediscovery in the 1960s, he ended up influencing people like Rory Block and a number of other young players. Alan Wilson of the band Canned Heat, so the story goes, helped Sun House brush up on his guitar chops. And Sun House had, a fairly decent career during the last few years of his life. We're going to turn to a number that he recorded during the last few years of his life. In the mid-1960s, one that he hadn't recorded in his first commercial recording session back in 1930. We're going to turn, though, to a new disc by Crooked Eye Tommy, who's from California. And this is his second disc out. It's called Hot Coffee and Pain. Here is Crooked Eye Tommy with a rendition of the Sun House tune, Death Letter Blues.
Thank you. jail time. 10,000 people. About a bell mound. I didn't know how much I loved her till that star to lay down. I got a letter this morning. How you reckon it read? Said hurry, hurry, Tommy. The girl that you love it dead. Got a letter this morning. How you reckon it read? She said hurry, hurry, Tommy. That girl that you love it dead. That girl that you love, oh, she dead.
She dead.
Late Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocals from a disc called Shake My Hand that came out back in 1999, and that was Snooky's cover of an old traditional blues tune called Someday Baby. Before that, we heard Crooked Eye Tommy from a brand new disc called Hot Coffee and Pain. Tommy doing a rendition of the old Sun House tune, Death Letter Blues. That one has been covered quite a number of times over the years since House first recorded it back in the mid-1960s. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you out there who do support us, who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member, we hope that you'll become one. We do need the help to keep these programs broadcasted. So you can check us out online at krvs.org. Hit the donate button. And while you're there, you might also check out at the top of our homepage. We have a listing of website links, that sort of thing, for things needed for the victims of Hurricane Laura in Lake Charles. We're trying to keep it updated and help people get help to those that most need it in Cameron and Calcasieu Parish. So check us out online, krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Muddy Waters. And we've got Freddie King to take us on up to news time with a little instrumental called The Stumble.